Kimberly Hand here, solo on the mic. Today, I'm talking about gratitude.
Hey there, and welcome to the Cinnamon Effect podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Hand, and I'm thrilled to have you with me on this vibrant journey of discovery and growth. This podcast is your go-to space for embracing intention, where you'll find clarity on your unique path, deepen those meaningful connections, and unleash your creativity like never before. We'll explore how to build unshakable confidence and celebrate the beauty of gratitude, all while savoring the calm that consistency brings to our lives. Thank you for being with me. Let's sprinkle a little cinnamon into your day and make life sweeter, healthier, and more fulfilling.
It's the season. This is the time of year that I just think, oh, it's just on the forefront of our minds, gratitude. So I have really gotten into this gratitude practice, and it started, I created the Cinnamon Effect Journal, where you write three things down that you're grateful for every single day. And I think doing that over time has created more gratitude in my own life. And I'll tell you, I didn't really, this term or feeling of gratitude was not on my radar for a very long time. Maybe I felt it, but you know, I think people are talking about this more. And so I want to dive in a little deeper on what a gratitude practice can look like, okay? And because I think people in application are like, oh, I'm grateful, but do you have a gratitude practice? Do you have a prayer practice? What are some of the things that you do to cultivate gratitude in your life? So I'm going to talk about my personal gratitude practice and also some scientific evidence that I heard. I actually listened to, it was a YouTube video by Andrew Huberman, and he did some research. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that and what he found, which was very interesting. So gratitude practice is important. It's actually, scientists have found it is important to our health. They have monitored brain waves. They have done all this stuff to find that having a gratitude practice can change how your brain circuits work. So simply put, gratitude rewires your brain, okay? And I think we know this, but how do we do it? You know, what are some of the ways that we create a gratitude practice? It actually reduces anxiety and it helps your immune system and lowers inflammation too. So I think it's important for everyone to do it. And you can find something that works for you and where you feel gratitude. And maybe it's not something that I've listed today, but I just wanted to give you guys an idea of what I am doing to cultivate gratitude in my own life. And basically, the Huberman video talked about how they did this study and they followed two different people that were giving each other, they were coworkers, and the one was giving the other person praise and telling them that they were grateful for certain things that they do, I guess, in the workplace. And that the person receiving the praise had a greater positive impact on their brain waves. So that the gratitude actually came from the coworker letting the other coworker know that they enjoyed how they helped them or whatever the case may be, but hearing and receiving the positive feedback from somebody else. And I thought that was so interesting because you would think that it's like an inside job, something that you have to just do, but it was more the person that was receiving it from somebody else, which makes it a little bit more difficult, I guess, because you have to be receiving that gratitude from someone else. But how do you take part in that? So my mind got to thinking, like, how do you take part in that process? And he does go on to say that you can listen. You can actually listen or hear stories, or maybe it's a movie or it's a story about somebody else receiving gratitude. And it has a similar effect on your brain waves. So I think that's why when you hear a positive, like let's say you hear a positive news story and the hero of the story is receiving accolades and gratitude for saving someone else's life, that can also positively impact you and be part of your gratitude practice. Okay. That's a little bit more outside of the box. And if you Google Huberman gratitude practice, I think this video will come up. So I found it very interesting. I think there are other ways as well that we can cultivate gratitude. And maybe that doesn't resonate with everyone is receiving the praise. But I think also when you are giving praise to somebody, when you are giving praise to somebody else, and that act, it's like an act of kindness. There's nothing monetary involved, but you are telling that person what they mean to you, that you love them, that you appreciate something that they do. And I think that has a positive impact on you. You are the giver. You are the giver of that gratitude. And so to incorporate that into your gratitude practice. So receiving words of gratitude from somebody else, but also insert yourself into that, almost like that food chain of gratitude, and give people words of gratitude. If you go to a gym or a trainer or a workout class, tell the person leading the class how much you appreciate them and how it's making you stronger and that you feel so good. You know, you go into a restaurant every day and you tell the chef that, oh my gosh, that soup that you made was so amazing. You know, find ways that you can be the giver of these gracious thoughts. So I think that's a very important part of this process. My personal process is something that I have recently done. I've turned it into more of like a meditation type thing, but I was holding my son. He was all cuddled up with me and we were watching something on TV. And for whatever reason, in that moment, I just kind of zoned out and I hugged him and I held him and he was holding me extra tight and I was holding him extra tight and I closed my eyes and I just literally started, tears just started just flowing, just pouring right out of my, out of my eyes. And I thought to myself, that was actually the spark for this little episode, was I felt such intense gratitude for him and his love and being able to be a mom and all of these things that I could feel it. I could feel the gratitude in my body. I could feel these feelings. It changed my entire demeanor. It just changed where I was in that moment. And I felt it. I felt it. And I've been trying to work on this gratitude practice and cultivate this in my everyday life. And that was such a strong moment for me. So when I'm going to do something every single day to cultivate gratitude, part of what I do, and this is, I'm kind of like learning this and I'm making this connection from what I experienced when I did EMDR therapy to deal with PTSD, is that you recall that positive moment. You kind of replace this terrible moment that you had, and you recall the positive moment. There's more to it, but I'm just kind of making this connection right now. You recall this positive moment, and it replaces the negative moment in your mind, and you put yourself there, the smell, the feeling, and for me, I'm doing that with gratitude. If there's anything that's like weighing me down, I'm going to replace that with this moment I had with my son where I'm feeling his skin on my skin and I'm smelling his hair and I'm like feeling his love and I'm feeling the love towards him and I'm replacing this, not that I'm replacing, because maybe I'm not replacing every day, but I'm conjuring up this memory and this feeling of gratitude, such intense gratitude for him and for being his mother that it's like the closest thing I can explain to just knowing that the gratitude is like living in my heart, you know? And so that is something that I'm doing. And maybe, you know, another day I have another moment or another feeling of gratitude, but I do draw on this feeling in that moment with my son a lot. And I decided to create something for my husband and feeling the gratitude towards him. And what does that look like for me? And I guess because I'm a very visual person, it creates like a scene in my mind and in my memory, and that's how I connect it. So I'm thinking maybe it could be different for somebody else, but I heard this song on Life with John Mayer. It's my favorite Sirius XM channel. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. If you know me, you know I love John Mayer. And this Kacey Musgraves song has been playing on there, If the World Burns Down. And she basically says in the song, if the world burns down, I hope that you know that you were everything, like everything to her. And so I hear this song, and every time I hear the damn song, I start to cry. I'm like, it makes me so emotional. And I think of him. So this is my moment with him. I think of him, and I think how grateful I am for him. And that if the world burned down tomorrow, that I would hope he would know that he was everything to me. So this is what I conjure up when I'm thinking of my gratitude and feeling so grateful for him. I conjure up this song, and I take a moment and I take a breath and I hear the song and I picture his face and it's like my own little gratitude meditation. And I'm telling you, anything could be going on. We could be bickering about something and everything just falls away. And the gratitude, I can feel the gratitude right there. See, it just puts me in like a a relaxed state. But one interesting thing that Huberman says in his video is that you can't lie to yourself and say that you're grateful for something if you're not. So it's not like an affirmation where with an affirmation, if you're not feeling so strong that day, you can try and convince yourself of, I am feeling strong today in the gym and get to that place. So with gratitude, it's just different. If you can't say I'm grateful for something that's really terrible and you don't believe that you're grateful for it, you can't say that you're grateful for it. It has to be something that you are genuinely, authentically grateful for. And that goes with that study that he talked about where the coworkers were giving each other the words of gratitude. If it was not authentic, it would not be beneficial to them. So it has to be this authentic feeling. And so, you know, to say what is actually changing the brain waves when you're doing a gratitude practice, I think it has to start somewhere. So starting by writing down the three things that you're grateful for every day, creating that scene in your mind where you are grateful and you're conjuring up this emotional feeling. And I swear, because I've been doing it, I feel it and I have had an impact from it. And I know this because in times of stress or in times of emotional turmoil, I feel like I can draw on those things and I can get myself to a place of gratitude very quickly. Whereas before, maybe in my past, I would harp on the negative, but now we're only going to pull out these very positive feelings and get to that place of gratitude. And once you do it for a little while, you genuinely see so much that you're grateful for. I can't say that enough. It's like, it just grows and it's a feeling that grows. And I do feel like I have rewired my brain to feel that. And, you know, to say our prayers at night, and that's another thing we do. We say our prayers at night and I say my prayers silently, but I do a little rundown of my prayers for the evening. And that culminates in this beautiful gratitude practice. So I think you can make it into like a little three-step routine, but I think you could write something down every day. You could conjure up a one-minute feeling of intense gratitude. You can give someone else praise. And I think the more you give someone else praise, the more you're probably going to get praise back, because what you give out, you attract. And you can do your prayers at night. And that's also a time of reflection of, you know, today I'm very grateful for this. Today I am sending love to this person. Today I'm praying for this person. So however you want to do it, I just wanted to speak to gratitude because it's made such an impact in my life. I started with my own personal journal, writing three things that I was grateful for every day. And now I'm just taking that gratitude practice to the next level. I'm learning more about it. I feel like that's part of the cinnamon effect, is sprinkling that cinnamon, having that gratitude in your life, just a little sprinkle every single day. It will make you happier. It will change your life. It absolutely will change your life. So I'm sending you guys some gratitude because I want to say to all of you who are listening that I am so grateful for you. And I would not be here if it wasn't for you guys and my community and the people that listen and the people that give me feedback all the time. I just am so grateful. Linda, one of my listeners and friends, I'm grateful for you. You're always listening. Your feedback means the world to me. And there's so many of you out there, and I'm just so grateful for you. So take this. I hope that it rewires your brain today that you heard these feelings of gratitude from me. But I love you all. I appreciate you, and I thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Cinnamon Effect. If you enjoyed our time together, don't forget to hit that follow button on your podcast app and sprinkle a little love by leaving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Your support means the world to me. For even more goodness, check out the show notes where you'll find links to some of my favorite products. And don't forget to visit thecinnamoneffect.com to connect with me directly or to grab your TCE Gratitude Journal, your next step towards a more grateful life. I can't wait to spice things up with you again next time. Stay vibrant, stay inspired, and remember to add a little cinnamon to your life every day.